This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News. I suppose everyone in the world today knows that the Maui attack was with a directed energy weapon. Proving it is, of course, the challenge, but the evidence is manifest, simply overwhelming. The official Mockingbird narrative has blamed Hurricane Dora winds for a series of unprecedented wildfires. Here we have now, in terms of this community, at least 80 people dead, around 1,700 buildings destroyed. My opinion is the death toll is going to be over 1,000, including an awful lot of children who were at home that day because they had been sent back from school. The governor, who appears to be reprehensible, acknowledged this to be the largest natural disaster in the state's history. It does appear like a bomb and a fire went off, if I may, and all those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt, except he's equivocated. He's talking about the state taking the property, but I tell you, there are predatory elites who want to seize that property. I mean, think of the value. Remember, realtors talk about location, location, location. How could you do better than this location? In fact, it was an ancient city, historic in relation to Hawaii, and a lot of people who were relatively poor had real estate that was extremely valuable. Well, the vultures out there don't like situations like that. The elitists want to take advantage of any opportunity they have to enhance their riches. They want to own everything and for the rest of us to have nothing. The historic town is situated on the west side of the West Maui Mountains. The prevailing trade winds carry moisture from the east, but when it encounters the mountains, the water precipitates out on the eastern side, which makes it among the wettest places on Earth, whereas western is something like the opposite. The destruction of Lahaina was among the favorite of many who have ever been there. Really wonderful. There are some artistic renderings of the community, but other rather striking. It wasn't a bomb that went off, but a directed energy weapon appears to have been used to transform this tropical paradise into a future, what, UN project? Resort town of Lahaina was the most devastated, offering the most important clues as to the true nature behind the devastation. Or before and after photographs that are simply stunning. According to witness reports, the weather system came from the east, which never happens. She wanted to state the damage was caused by dew. Many more had been burned alive in the street and in the water. I mean, how can a wildfire leap across water to cause boats to burst into fire? It cannot happen. Thus, what's being reported by the news is not true. Here's a report about it to get an overview.
Survivors of the Maui fire say that they received no warning and that the flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames, and many found refuge in the ocean for hours while their homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have died. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross. So none of this is eligible for giving out. Tell me why. I have no freaking clue.
The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires. within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of Lahaina, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
Local residents have been reporting bright flashes of light. One was captured by a home security camera that appears to have been the start of the Olinda fire. Many people are saying that it was directed energy weapons. We know that most major governments already have them. And during the California fires, online weather maps recorded what looks like a laser from above, striking an area just before it bursts into flames. In his research, Dennis Mills discovered that the incendiary aluminum and barium nanodust from chemtrails is most likely fueling the ferocity of today's so-called super wildfires. And on the day before the Maui fires broke out, locals were reporting a heavy overcast from chemtrailing that they'd never seen before. It's also interesting to note that the Maui police chief was the incident commander for the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017. Lahaina is considered to be a historic and sacred land. It was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii before it was taken by the United States. It's been occupied by Native Hawaiians ever since, who are defiantly opposed to the mainland outsiders who have been buying up land with no respect for local culture. Not just BlackRock and Vanguard, but billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg, who owns more land on Kauai than what the government of Kauai owns, and Oprah Winfrey, who has bought over 1,000 acres of land in Hawaii, including a new 870 acres in Maui she just bought this spring. In 2018, the Paradise wildfires broke out exactly where the United Nations have plans to somehow make off-limits to humans. And that same year, a report on wildfire prevention was published that was focused on the exact same areas in Maui where the fires just broke out.
All the historic downtown, all of it is demolished and all the houses gone. But those commercial big box stores are still there.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green has been putting the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda ahead of Hawaiian interests. Just weeks before the fire, he unveiled an emergency proclamation on housing that eliminates the traditional land use commission, allowing the government more leeway to build as they see fit, such as building 15-minute smart cities run by artificial intelligence, just like they've been planning to do in Hawaii for years.
At some point, I will make a major donation after all of the smoke and ashes have settled here and we figure out what the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a long and difficult process. You're going to see a lot of Phoenix stories rising from the ashes here.
Well, you can bet there won't be any Phoenix story for Oprah's property, which I guarantee wasn't even singed. Here we have a concerned citizen tweeting, Hawaii fire survivor witness offers testimony as to what she saw. This was not a natural disaster. Meanwhile, it does not resemble one. It's more akin to 9/11, the way vehicles were scorched, yet paper and trees remained undamaged. Just like in Paradise, you have the houses reduced completely to ash, even the ceramics, and yet the surrounding trees and bushes, not even singed. Who can forget, moreover, when one of the hijacker passports was miraculously found amidst the incinerated and dust-covered rubble in perfectly preserved condition? In videos, you see charred vehicles, nearby trees unscathed, absolutely. Here's this is an image from Paradise for those who eventually see the video recording I'm making of today's program. A sign from strangely arranged in black and carved boats far away from shore somehow incurred identical damage. To say the least, that's improbable. Indeed, I would declare it's virtually impossible. And in one of the videos, you saw a completely charred dog. Now, dogs are obviously fire aversive. Dogs are highly mobile. That dog could only have been charred had it been hit with some special kind of device. If you want further confirmation, look to the fact checkers the mainstream used to rebut all the serious research taking place on issues like this. Here you have Snopes fact check. Were the 2023 Maui fires caused by a direct energy weapon? Here's the claim, which we know they're going to debunk. The August 2023 wildfires that devastated parts of the Hawaiian island of Maui were caused by a direct energy weapon. Here, in contradiction to Snopes, we even see a ring of fire. That's not a wildfire. That's something caused by a very sophisticated satellite-mounted device. Unfounded, of course, according to Snopes. Heavy wildfires, fueled by hot, dry, and windy weather conditions, devastated part of the Hawaiian island on Maui, killing at least 53 as of this writing, as I say. The death toll is eventually going to go over 1,000, causing widespread damage in the historic town of Luhania. As dramatic first-person accounts and photographs spread on social media, so did rumors and conspiracy theories about what caused it. Borrowing a conspiracy trope that first emerged during the 2021 California wildfires, a number of accounts on social media, as well as Instagram and Facebook, posited the fires must have been started by a so-called direct energy weapon, or directed energy weapon. But the reason you had those memes sprouting in paradise is because there's no other explanation for what happened there. Here we have from Instagram, according to Snopes, mislabeled as showing a directed energy weapon is actually an oil refinery fire that took place in January 2018. But why would there then be a beam going upward from an oil refinery fire? They have evidence here that contradicts their own account. It's making its way on Twitter. Directed energy weapons, such as lasers, use energy fire the speed of light. They can produce force that ranges from deterrent to damaging to destructive. Many countries using the U.S. are researching their use. Actually, they're already deploying them. So it's really making its way. Here we have a report, more, capturing the image. Get this.
Someone by the name of Nalani posted a strange photograph on social media, claiming that it was captured during the Hawaii wildfires. Since the fires have started, various theories have been put forward to explain what happened. Deep within the confines of a forest in Hawaii, a local was able to capture a mysterious photograph. Those who saw the image said that the beam can be seen hitting the forest. Part of the forest can be seen emitting large amounts of smoke. And it was at this point that locals started to move away from the area. Oddly enough, the individual who took the photograph said that it wasn't until they viewed their photo album that they noticed the strange laser-like formation. It's important to note that this isn't the first time that these mysterious objects have been seen, and as of right now, a variety of different explanations have been put forward to explain what they are.
There's no question but what that is a laser. Now, there are also microwave variations. But the fact is, this is so obviously a manufactured event, not a bona fide, authentic, natural occurring phenomenon. I believe it's waking up a lot of Americans. Meanwhile, surprise, surprise, BlackRock ready to exploit Maui for Build Back Better redevelopment. Governor Josh Green says building back better will bring more housing, perhaps more billionaires. In a recent press conference, Governor Green referred to Maui's recovery as build back better. The notorious utterance of the DeVos, WEF, and Klaus Schwab that overtly signals 666, when the three B letters become numbers, when viewed in lowercase, also the designation of Maui Strong is revealed as a tribute to now deceased 2015 Maurice Strong and the Strong Cities Network, awarded to participants in the fake school shootings like Sandy Hook, Parkland, and now terrorism. Maurice Strong was an early UN agenda leader and originator of sustainability. Google search for Bree Strong will reveal many sources and commercial outlets already selling T-shirts with Maui Strong as though they knew it were coming. Who are the billionaires in Maui, Lau? Well, they include Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Ellison, Oprah Winfrey, Jeff Bezos, and more. What do they know about rising sea levels that media propagandists don't? Remember, we're told global warming is going to raise the level of the sea. It isn't happening. If it were, of course, all this real estate on oceanfront would become flooded. Christopher Green lives in Lanai, Maui. He and his family had to evacuate. He's a YouTube influencer, but also a property investor in what's known as the Island Project. Listen to this. The first decentralized island blockchain community ever built on a private portfolio of exclusive real estate land, luxury homes, condos, and master retreats with our flagship Project One located at Maui. Here we have a witness right there who reported the police were blocking access to get out of town.
Maui police blockaded escape routes.
So I went around back to Front Street, and there all the cars were lined up, but none of them were moving. And I walked all the way from Safeway to the Chart House. Not one car had moved. And I was wondering what was stopping the traffic. But it was a policeman. And I got to the end, and I looked up north. There were no obstructions. There was no reason to keep those cars
there. Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm under orders to keep them here. And I said, the fire is right around Safeway. It's going to hit Front Street. You know, these people got to get out of here. And he said, I'm following orders.
No way.
And so I just kept walking. Well, maybe he knows something I don't, you know. So, and I keep walking down the highway, and I look behind. No cars are coming out. I walked all the way to Waikuli Beach. Still no cars coming out. And I started hearing boom, boom, boom. And then I heard people screaming and stuff.
You're saying they were blockaded in by the police at the end of Front Street?
Yeah.
Like where the restaurant is?
Where the Chart House
was. Where the Chart House was, I should say. There was a blockade there, and they could not go any further.
Right. I walked,
what the hell?
I walked all the way from Safeway to there. Not one car had moved. And people walking in front of me, the people in the cars are saying, would you like a ride? And they go, oh, okay. And they'd get in. They asked me, I'd go, no, you better get out of here. You know, but they just, well, we were told to evacuate by car.
Now, notice the cop said he was following orders. Well, where did the orders come from? The Maui police chief, John Pelletier, was also the incident commander at the 2017 Las Vegas shooting. I'll tell you, this is just a coincidence. Well, I've done a lot on the Las Vegas shooting. It was completely fraudulent, a false flag. The only party who died there was the body, and we don't even know if it was the purported shooter or not, in his suite, where you saw shell casing on top of the blood. Well, once you're dead, you stop shooting. There are no more shell casings, which means that the prop master just threw them down for a special effect. My friend Scott Bennett, a former Army Intel and PSYOPs officer with his keen eye, noticed that he included CO2 cartridges for gas-propelled pellet guns and blank cartridges, totally fraudulent. What happened at Mandalay Bay was not a massacre, it was a movie. MGM owns a hotel, MGM owns a complex, MGM owns the Ellen DeGeneres Show, more to come.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Sun, I say it's all right. Dear darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Dear darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
Bear in mind, they love to rub our nose in it. They like to be very direct and confrontational. They even seem to have a policy of informing the public what they're going to do before they do it, and thereby shift responsibility. This is as when Biden, before the election, declared that they had created the greatest voter theft operation in American history, and mark my words, they had done that. I think we know now how it was done, and Barack Obama, surprise, surprise, played a crucial role. Well, here's Biden saying how his administration has its priorities right. Get this, and look at the language he uses. President Biden, we're laser focused. We're laser focused on getting aid to survivors, including critical needs assistance, a one-time $700 payment per household, offering relief during an unimaginably difficult time. We have staff on the ground dedicated to helping survivors navigate the registration process. Yes, they're laser focused, just as they were in destroying the community there in Maui. This, sadly, is not a joke. The tweet actually came from the official White House account. Zelensky and his gang in Ukraine, however, need F-16s. Enjoy your $700 while inflation is flying. Gas is $5 a gallon for regular on Maui. Hope it lasts more than a couple of days, but not likely. especially prices are going to be inflated for everything in a disaster like this, do some math on the back of a napkin and figure the total disbursement could be for the whole of Maui. There are about 71,000 in change homes on Maui. So 700 per Maui household would amount to about $50 million in relief. It's not clear if those who live in unimpaired areas would qualify, but it's safe to say it's not even a drop in the bucket for a government with a multi-trillion-dollar annual budget. They could do better, and they should. What's even a bigger slap in the face, Biden is simultaneously pushing for an additional $25 billion for Ukraine, 500 times the money being offered to Mali. And if you want even more proof that this was orchestrated, planned in advance, a book about the Maui disaster was published while the disaster was still taking place on Amazon.com. Get this. Fire and Fury. The story of the 2023 Maui fire and its implication for climate change. As though climate change had anything to do with this. You heard how they were doing the chemtrails. Well, the barium, strontium, and aluminum is incendiary. They've been running these over the Pacific Northwest for decades. I suspect, therefore, they have the plan to wipe out the Pacific Northwest, the greatest forest in America, using the same technique. Book on Maui fire, published in within minutes of its occurrence. Here's Janice Barcelo. Does seem a bit strange that the Jews would be able to produce and list a book for sale on Amazon either before or within minutes of the Maui fire. I'm sure it's all just a coincidence. Here's more. Dolly writes, what? So the author wrote this before it happened? Had to. This is absolute garbage. Blaming it on climate change. Wow. Dude, trees weren't burned like a normal fire, same as paradise in California. Andy, A.K., bad information. This book was published while the catastrophe was still happening. Central purchasing, disgusting. Must have been planned. They're only getting one-star reviews for this atrocity. Absolutely outrageous. Have no doubt about it. This is an insult to the American people, rubbing our face in it, right and left. They could care less about the American people. They've got a lock on our electoral system, and they act with impunity. Completely outrageous. Here's how they promote the book. The story of the Maui fire and its implication for climate change, a gripping and eye-opening account of one of the most devastating wildfires in Hawaii's history, not, and out reveals the urgent need to address a global climate crisis. Chronicles the events of August 8 through 11, 2023, when a massive fire swept across the island of Maui, fueled by drought, heat, and hurricane winds, describes the harrowing experience of the people who lived through the fire, as well as the historic efforts of the firefighters and rescuers who battled the flames. Bad. Very bad.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, suppose you were a political party that had manipulated, rigged an election to get your guy in office. He turns out to be not only semi-demented, utterly incompetent. Even his past associate, Barack Obama, had observed, never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. He's doing a pretty good job of destroying the country. Well, suppose there were mounting evidence that the guy's running a crime family, that he's got an enterprise sprawling international across with corrupt connections in Ukraine, in China, in Russia, Kazakhstan. What would you do, especially when he is coming up for a new election? You want to run him again because he's so docile, he's such a puppet, he can be manipulated behind the scene by figures like Barack Obama, who made sure that the Democrats could have run a piece of milk toast for president and nevertheless got it elected to office. You want to do it again so you can keep manipulating the country from behind the scene. But you're opposed by a phenomenon in American politics, a guy more popular than anyone else has ever been in the history of the nation. You're only able to manipulate the outcome in spite of the fact that he got what, by my best guess, is over 100 million votes. You're a guy only 37, but you learned the lesson of Stalin, who observed it doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts them, and you made sure the government was in a position to guarantee the outcome for your guy, but you got to keep up the pretense. You got to pretend your guy is viable And one way to do that is to reduce the popularity of his opponent. You may have a hard time elevating Biden, but maybe you can do something to tarnish Trump. What has been going on a vast scale now? Listen to this, though, how bad it is. Former mobster reveals the Bidens are 100% a crime family. As a former capo for a prominent New York mob family, Michael Franzese knows a thing or two about criminal enterprises. He says the Bidens are 100% a bunch of criminals. Franzese says he struggles to understand how they have not been exposed. But of course, we know the answer. The DOJ, the FBI are working for the family. Just as Tom Hagen was working for Don Corleone, we have this guy in the Attorney General office, Merrick Garland, working for Don Biden. There's no doubt about it. The former mobster notes that when he was indicted for defrauding the government, it was through the use of 18 shell companies opened up solely to manage illegal money. In other words, vast money laundering operation. Franzese notes that's exactly what the Bidens have been doing with their 20-plus shell companies that do nothing except allow them to receive short, shady foreign funds and launder them. To have a president in office doing these kinds of things basically is treasonous in my view. My brother, he adds, was a drug addict for 25 years. Many people got through him, to me through him, because he was selling my ability to help somebody out for money, he said, sharing his own experience as proof. And of course, that's exactly what's going on with Hunter. Hunter is a drug addict, a sex pervert, a sex addict, a pornographer, a child molester. He went on to reveal that Biden has clearly been calling the shots for this criminal enterprise all along. It's so obvious that Hunter was just a conduit for his father. Watch a video here to see the New York mobster expose how the Biden crime family is the most dangerous in America. Let's listen to just a few minutes of his interview and listen to his background.
Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Good morning. your wife knows the correct pronunciation, huh?
Oh, yeah. My wife is talk with your hands Italian. When I joined the family, every Sunday, and you couldn't understand half the family because it was all in broken English. It was a wonderful experience. But probably not the same experience you had growing up. Michael, first of all, tell me about your change in life, because you were a bad dude.
Well, yeah, Glenn, I mean, I spent over 20 years on the street. My dad was the underboss of the Colombo family, one of the five New York mafia families. So I grew up in the life, even though my dad initially, he didn't want me to be a member. He wanted me to go to school and be a doctor. And I was on that road. And so he drew a 50-year prison sentence for a federal conviction that he had and went off to prison in 1970. That's when things kind of changed for me. And, long story short, to try to help him get out of jail, my dad proposed me for membership in the life, and I became a made member, that's the term, in 1975, and started on that, that road. But, long story short, I mean, I became a major target of law enforcement. I had, seven indictments. I went to trial five different times. So I had a bullseye on my back from day one because my dad was that high-profile figure. But, it all happened for me when I met a young girl who was, a young Christian girl. She's now my wife of 38 years. And I decided if I wanted this girl in my life, I didn't want her to put through what every other family goes through with every member of that life. And I had to make a decision whether to stay in or walk away. And obviously, I chose her, and it was a life-changing experience. And that was, like I said, 38 years ago. And I ended up, doing 8 years in prison. I had a huge restitution for a plea that I took for a racketeering case. And life just changed, you know, from that point. So it wasn't easy. It was a struggle, a challenge. A lot of people were upset with me, but, you know, we made it through.
Good for you. Good for you.
And there's much more to it. So how are you going to handle it? What are you going to do with it? Well, the Babylon Bee, which is, of course, satirical, but where good satire is rooted in truth, nails it. Democrats say, it'll take a lot more than eyewitness testimony, bank records, audio, video, complete confessions for them to believe Biden did anything wrong. Washington, D.C. As evidence of bribery and corruption by the Biden family continues to mount, Democrat lawmakers in the nation capital have expressed heavy skepticism, saying they'll need a lot more than just eyewitnesses, financial records, audio and video recordings, and admissions of guilt from parties involved for them to believe any of it. Nah, I'm not buying it, said California Congressman Eric Swalwell. If you're wanting me to believe President Biden and his family have been involved in a far-reaching money-for-favor scheme for years, you'll need to show me a lot more than rock-solid, irrefutable evidence. If the Biden family was corrupt, I think I would have heard about it from my Chinese spy girlfriend. The Biden admin maintains absolute innocence, despite an ever-growing collection of evidence that would indicate otherwise. The president and his family have done nothing wrong, said White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who is a woman and also black and also gay. It's completely normal for families to enrich themselves by selling political influence to foreign corporations and governments. Any assertion to the contrary is simply Republicans grasping at straws. Also, I will not be taking any more questions regarding bribery allegations. As rumors swirled that additional audio recordings of President Biden accepting bribes may soon be released, Democrats continue to brush them off. I see nothing wrong here, said Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. So he's on tape taking bribes. It's not like it proves he took bribes or something. At publishing time, Republicans in Congress said they were waiting on several more truckloads of evidence before initiating impeachment proceedings. Well, what's the thing to do in a situation like that? Of course, go to the playbook. Accuse your opponent of that of which you are yourself most guilty. Create a RICO charge against Trump and make it a goodie. Thus, the headline in the Wisconsin State Journal, August 15th. Trump indicted for 14th time. 14th time. This guy must be really bad. But there were some glitches. Get this. Corrupt Fulton County Court website posts RICO charges against Trump before the grand jury has voted. Takes down the docs without explanation. But they were captured by Reuters before they could be taken down. And get this. They include a case number assigned to the case when it's formally filed. They got the name of a judge. That means this has already been processed, but the grand jury had yet to even vote on the charges. And man, oh man, is there a list of these charges, conspiracy, violations, RICO, and of course that's racketeering. So it sounds as though if there's a crime family out there, my goodness, it must be the Trump crime family. Nothing to do with Biden. The charges were briefly posted and taken down. Reuters, the Fulton County, Georgia court's website, briefly posted a document Monday listing criminal charges against former President Trump that appeared related to his attempt to overturn the 2020 election defeat in the state before taking the document down without explanation. The Fulton County DA's office said no charges had been filed against Trump, which is obviously not the case. They already were being posted. The document was dated August 14th, named Trump, citing the case as open, but it's no longer available on the website. Reuters was not immediately able to determine why it was posted or removed. The Reuters report those charges were filed is inaccurate. Beyond that, we cannot comment. A spokesperson for the district attorney's office said, But how can it not have been filed if it was already on the website, if it was already open, if it already had a case number and an assigned judge, even though the grand jury was still deliberating? This shows exactly how they had orchestrated this event, totally fraudulent. Mike Cernovich nailed it. Fulton County DA must be removed from the Trump investigation. This is unlawful and unconstitutional. He tweeted, Fulton County DA indicted Trump under Georgia RICO law. Reuters obtained the documents. But the grand jury is still meeting. The law isn't being followed. This is state-sponsored lynching. He's got it exactly right. Meanwhile, a reporter confronted the Fulton County DA about the mysterious leak as Trump lawyers turn up the heat. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis refused to say late Monday how a draft of the indictment against former President Trump and 18 others had leaked. What's the background? Hours before, a grand jury officially voted to indict. Reuters found a document uploaded to the Fulton County Court website detailing an open case against Trump, including the same charges he was later indicted on. The document even had a case number and included a judge's name. The document was later deleted. The Fulton County Court described it as fictitious, casting doubt on its authenticity. What did Willis say? At a press conference after the grand jury handed down the indictment, she was asked about the leak, but she was clearly not interested in providing transparency. In fact, she pretended it hadn't even happened. I can't tell you anything about what you referred to, she said. Here's Greg Price tweeting. Reporter asked Fannie Willis about a supposedly fictitious Trump indictment posted online earlier that now matched the official charges. I can't tell you anything about what you're referring to. I'm not an expert on clerk duties or even administrative duties. What a farce. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated until almost 8 p.m., if not right after. An indictment was returned, and we now have an indictment. I'm not an expert on clerk duties or even administrative duties, so I'm not going to speculate. Next question. Trump problem for Willis is Trump attorney will use the incident as ammunition that their client was not afforded a fair process. The Fulton County DA's office has once again shown they have no respect for the integrity of the grand jury process, attorneys Drew Feindling and Jennifer Little said Monday afternoon. Not only that, but if you look at the indictment, it's ridiculous. Here's an article about how stupid is the Georgia anti-Trump case. They indicted Trump for tweeting to people to watch TV. It is that bad. A local prosecutor in Georgia has become the Democrats' latest instrument of election interference, unveiling a fourth round of indictments against former President Trump Monday night, citing activities like encouraging voters to turn into televised broadcasts. Wow, what? You didn't know that was a criminal offense? Hours after Atlanta prosecutors prematurely uploaded the Trump indictment to an official government website, a Fulton County District Attorney's Office secured the long-sought charges against the Republican frontrunner 15 months before the next election. Fannie Lewis successfully indicted 19 total defendants she plans to bring to trial together. With 13 additional counts from Georgia prosecutors over objections to the 2020 presidential elections. In other words, this is all based on protesting that the election was unfair and illegal. Trump is now faced with 91 charges as he leads a race for next year's Republican nomination. And of course, he's leading not just by a few points, but by 40 or even 50, depending on the poll. Those now facing charges, along with the former president, include his last White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and attorney Rudy Giuliani, who advised him many times. Here's a rundown of the conspiratorial acts cited by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office in the unprecedented indictment.
people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Well, let me review the bit in here. I'm not going to say this woman is a moron. I am going to say these indictments are moronic. If you have a conspiracy, that requires two or more individuals acting together to bring about an illegal end. There have to be actions that were taken to further. Otherwise, it's merely a thought crime. You could have thought about doing something bad. But if you didn't take any action in order to further it, it's not prosecutable. Now, if you assume, as this woman assumes, that protesting the election of 2020 is having been fraudulent, rigged, illegal, improper, then if you assume that is a criminal act than any actions that were taken in a criminal enterprise or objective to reverse the outcome of an election you believe to be illegal, then any acts you took to further that goal are going to qualify as substantiating the indictment. So get what we got going on here. And by the way, let me mention in advance, she's talking about action that we're taking all over the place, not just in Fulton County, Georgia, all over the place. Get this. The Fulton County prosecutor indicted Mark Meadows for soliciting phone numbers from a pair of Pennsylvania lawmakers. Meadows sent a text message to U.S. Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania and stated, "Can you send me the number for the speaker and the leader of the Pennsylvania legislature, POTUS, wants to chat with them?" The indictment says this was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Act 22, cited in the indictment, charged Trump with conspiracy for encouraging supporters to watch hearings broadcast on One America News Network. Georgia hearings now on One America News Network. Amazing, the president tweeted. Again, this was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Act 100 faulted the president for encouraging supporters to tune into Newsmax. Act 101 listed another tweet encouraging supporters to tune into Right Side Broadcasting Network as an act of conspiracy. Act 38 charged Giuliani for retweeting a Patriot call to action that encouraged voters to call their members of Congress to advocate for the cause. The tweet stated, "Georgia Patriot call to action. Today is a day we need you to call your state Senate and House representatives and ask them to sign a petition for a special session. We must have free and fair election in Georgia, and this is our only path to ensuring every legal vote is counted." This, again, it claims, was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Reserving rooms is a conspiracy. Defendant David Schaefer was indicted for reserving a room at the Georgia Capitol in December of 2020. Reserving the room, which is used for a meeting of alternative presidential electors, was declared by prosecutors an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Natalie Winters tweets it's now illegal to reserve rooms in America. Act 32 of the criminal indictment charged Trump for calling on Georgia state leaders to ensure signature verification and call a special session. More to come.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.